In today's episode of Salam from the South, UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti will provide a comprehensive overview of the latest developments in South Lebanon and the role the mission is playing during the current crisis in de-escalating the situation. My first question to Mr. Tinenti is, can you provide an update on the current situation in South Lebanon amidst the exchanges of fire along the Blue Line?
After 7 months and plus from the starting of this conflict, the situation is still concerning and worrying. We are seeing daily exchanges of fire across the Blue Line. At times we see an escalation of the conflict, but other days we see fewer shelling from both sides. Definitely most of the conflict, most of the exchanges of fire is happening across the Blue Line, 7 kilometers close to the Blue Line. But in recent days we have seen development also with more shelling also outside the area of operations. We are still, you know, monitoring the situation. We are still working in trying to de-escalate the situation. But definitely after so many months of exchanges of fire, the potential for an escalation is there unless a solution is found.
How is UNIFIL assessing the impact of these developments on the implementation of Resolution 1701?
We are monitoring on a daily basis the situation. We are still on the ground. We are still patrolling the area of operation in support also of the Lebanese army. We are still working with local communities in assisting and trying to make sure that we are addressing all their concerns. Very difficult to assess because, as I said, there is no military solution to this conflict. The only solution can be political and diplomatic, and that's what we need to focus on, and that's what the main stakeholders are working on at the moment.
In light of the heightened tensions, what specific measures is UNIFIL taking to ensure the safety and security of both the civilian population, Tyre Harfa incident recently, and its peacekeepers in the area?
The security and safety of the civilian population in South Lebanon and also of our peacekeepers is of paramount importance. So incidents where civilians or medical personnel or even peacekeepers are targeted are crimes against humanitarian laws. And this is something that we make clear from the very beginning. We are doing our utmost to try to prevent it. We are doing our utmost to liaise with the parties and to inform the parties whenever there are activities along the Blue Line that they are requiring civilians to be on the ground just to mitigate the risk. That does not assure that we get a response and whatever we are asking is implemented, but we are doing our utmost to keep this channel of communication open to mitigate the risk for civilians population in South Lebanon.
Could you elaborate on any adjustments or adaptations UNIFIL has made to its operational activities and tasks in response to the current crisis?
The situation is very fluid, and on a daily basis we are adjusting our situations based on the conditions on the ground. We are still carrying out a large number of activities as in the past. As I said, more than 400 activities per day in both sectors. Of course, when there is a threat to our security and safety, the importance is to maintain the safety of our troops and keep them in shelters. But we are continuing to do our work despite the challenging conditions with the Lebanese army, and we're doing it, but also supporting Lebanese communities in the south with several donations, also assistance to medical assistance, generators, waters to hospitals, but also activities with children and activities of recreational activities, let's say, with the people in South Lebanon. We also have to say that most villages close to the Blue Line, they really have a few inhabitants in these days.
Thank you, Mr. Tinenti, for sharing this information with us. My last question to you is, what role does UNIFIL play during the current crisis in de-escalating the situation?
The work that the mission has been doing, beside being in deterrent, because in addition to the number of activities, we have more than 10,000 troops from almost 50 countries present on the ground, being able to monitor what's happening and report to the international community. But also the role that is still playing the head of mission, but also the office of the leadership in de-escalating the tension with the parties and trying to keep this channel of communication open and trying to prevent, as we said in the past, very dangerous miscalculation and also misunderstanding misunderstandings that could trigger a much wider conflict. So everyone has a part to play. We have an important role to play in the South, and we are doing it. Of course, the international community has another very important role to play to try to find solutions to these exchanges of fire that has been going on for too long.